Go ahead.
Cappy, what did you think was the key for you guys down the stretch?
I think the key was getting defensive stops and rebounding. You can see in the overtime, Katie Douglas kind of took the game over, and the key was stopping her and getting a rebound. And I think we did a great job, you know, overtime doing that.
Next question for the players. This side.
Cappy, what did you do different in the towards the end there? I mean, it looked like you look up and you didn't have any points, and then all of a sudden it was just like you doubled what you did.
You know, sometimes that happens. You got to let the game come to you. The second half, you know, I was more aggressive offensively, but the first half, I felt it wasn't a need to do that. You know, I feel like I can be effective doing other things, and, you know, I made the extra pass, and I rebounded, you know, so, you know, to me, it isn't important. You know, it's about the team right now, regardless.
Patty, was this a fun game to play? This is the highest scoring game in the history of the league, and
I mean, it's a lot of fun. I think it wasn't the defensive versus offensive game that people were expecting, clearly, but I mean, anyone that saw this game tonight, it just amazing displays of talent, and especially down the stretch of Cappy and Diana had some huge plays, as did Tamika and Katie. So a real treat for anyone that was watching this game and proud to be a part of it.
One front.
Al Bravo from the Associated Press. Penny, you obviously helped keep this team in the game in the first half. Mm-hmm. We saw a lot more from you. Can you just talk about the first half to set the stage, sort of?
Yeah, just in this role that I have at the moment, coming off the bench, just trying to keep the energy that the starters get going for us, and making sure there's no drop off when they take a rest. And you know, it was a transition style game in that first half. You know, really, I found myself open, you know, for a few threes when I first came in, and then just penetrating and try and open up the court in the fast break and be aggressive. And you know, all of our players know the philosophy, know what Corey wants, and are very able to get it done.
Any last questions for the players? Go ahead, Al.
Cap, could you believe that Indiana would stay with you? I mean, they stayed right with you the whole night, 116 points.
I'm not surprised at all. They wouldn't be here if they wasn't able to. Indiana's a great team. You know, everybody talks about how great their defensive end, but they have legit scorers who can actually get it done. Mm-hmm. And I think every game that you see from here on out is going to be just like game one was. Incredible.
Anything else for the players? One more.
Mark Boomer at WNBA.com. Penny, what is it about the finals that makes you play well?
I mean, it's just getting out there and doing what the team needs at the time. It's a lot of fun to play in these games for me, you know, this crowd and this energy, and especially with such a good group of girls in the style that we play. I mean, there's nothing I don't love about it. So, you know, I'm always ready to get out there, and tonight it worked in my favour. You know, throughout this series it's going to be a different style every game. I think it's going to be, you know, hopefully we can keep up the pace and keep up the running game, but obviously they're going to want to slow it down and have a more defensive style, and we're going to need a whole team to come through like they did tonight and fight every step of the way.
Thanks a lot, ladies.
All right, thank you guys.